Hey there, Tailgate Nation. This is the Grill Sergeant, John Largent, and I want to thank you so much for your continued support of Tailgate Radio and our sponsors. You know, our sponsors help keep this virtual tailgate party rolling right along for free for you to listen to each and every week, and we certainly appreciate you giving them some love, and we certainly thank our sponsors for taking care of our show. We also want to thank you for making Tailgate Radio one of the fastest growing podcasts in the sports and outdoor category. Thank you again from everybody here at Tailgate Radio.
From coast to coast and border to border, it's Tailgate Radio. Here's your host, the Grill Sergeant, John Legend.
Up in the parking lot, got the bed on ice and the grill is hot. On your mark, get set, baby, ready or not, we're going to get some. We got ribs and things, chicken and baked beans, plates and styrofoam, we came to get it on.
Hey there, Tailgate Nation. Thank you for downloading this week's episode of Tailgate Radio. I'm the Grill Sergeant, John Largent. And if my voice sounds a little bit different, it is because we have finally moved in to our brand new studio here in San Antonio, Texas. So excited to have our studio finished in the can and able to produce podcasts at a higher level for you to listen to and for us to produce. I can't tell you, it's like going from driving a bicycle to having a BMW or something like that. I don't know what the right analogy is, but we are badass now. We have all the components of a professional studio. We're able to take phone calls. We're able to do some amazing editing, and our equipment is second to none. You're not going to find a better studio, a better audio studio anywhere in the country, in my opinion, and there's a lot of people to thank for it. So I just want to thank everybody at once, all of the engineers and technicians that helped put this thing together. It is a phenomenal achievement for us, and we are so excited to bring you a top-notch quality podcast. And we wanted to get it done before the end of the year. It didn't happen. Things happen. Timelines get shattered. Lives get destroyed. But we did get that done, and we're excited to be here. And we couldn't do it without you. We couldn't do it without your listenership. We couldn't do it without you supporting our sponsors. We couldn't do it without your interest in the show, making us consistently one of the top-ranked shows in the sports and outdoor genre. Don't use that word very often, genre, in iTunes and Podomatic and Stitcher and the TuneIn app for your smartphone. And we're actually going to be opening up a YouTube site soon. And all of our support over at our website, tailgateradio.com, where you can listen to all of our archive shows, as well as support our sponsors. You know, we have some great sponsors. Sponsors like Harry's.com and Bombas and our good friends over at Amazon. You go over to our link on our page and click on the Amazon link and go do some shopping. And they kick back a few bucks to us to help keep the show going. And one of the most exciting things that I'm really jazzed about from the website is our new T-shirt shop over at Shirtsicle.com. Those folks are fantastic, based out of Chicago, Illinois. And they will ship a shirt anywhere you want in this world and maybe beyond the world. I don't know if they put something on the space shuttle or not, but they'll certainly ship it anywhere. And they are a great partner. We're excited about that. We've only got a couple of designs of our shirts right now. That one has our logo, and then one says something like Tailgate, like it's 1999. which I'm not super excited about that one, but we're going to have about 25 designs when we're all said and done for you to choose from. And they won't, I don't think any of them say Tailgate Radio. May have a little logo down at the bottom, but we've got some really smart ass sayings and some really cool stuff that I think you'll enjoy from a t-shirt perspective. So get out and support the folks at Shirtsicle, and it's spelled like popsicle except it's Shirtsicle. And we've got a link on our website so that you can click over in one fail swoop and buy our merchandise. We would appreciate that very much, and that will help keep the lights on as well, and support your favorite tailgating podcast. So anyway, we've got a great show for you this week. As I said earlier, we were at the Sports Licensing and Tailgate Show. This is part one of two of our highlights from our trip to Las Vegas. I did not include any audio of me losing large sums of money at the casinos. I didn't think that would be A, appropriate, B, legal, and three, it's just not good entertainment to hear somebody losing money at a very rapid rate. So that will not be included in this week's podcast. But there are some great folks that we are going to be including on this week's podcast that we want to hear you in. And there's a little background noise because we were in a big convention hall. We were at the Las Vegas Convention Center. And so it really gives it a, you know, it gives you a sense like you're there. And if you want to know what that show's all about, it's basically any, from a sports licensing perspective, it is anything that you wear that's got a logo on it that's from a licensed sporting entity. NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, Major League Soccer, NASCAR, Pro Rodeo, WWE, any of those things. All those folks were there. And from a tailgate perspective, there's a part of the show that is devoted strictly to tailgating. And so you've got a lot of inventors and new manufacturers that are building cooler, better, smarter, just badass tailgating products. And they're there to sell their wares. And so we're going to interview some of those folks. And I think just about everybody we talk to has a presence online. So you can actually buy directly from them. And so you'll hear some of these products described and how you can see them before you purchase them. But you will be the first one on your block to have most of these products because they are... They're just in their infancy and getting out to the retailer. So super excited about that, and I hope you enjoy the highlights coming up from the Sports Licensing and Tailgate Show in Las Vegas, Nevada. And, folks, we'll be back with this week's episode of Tailgate Radio right after this.
Time is right to use a spud spike. Boiling spikes make it fast and nice. Crispy on the outside, fluffy in the middle. Don't you just love the spud spike?
Spud spikes, the original food grade stainless steel 6-inch baking potato perfection system. It's made right here in the USA. The spud spikes, along with our gourmet potato skin rubs and everyday seasonings, are perfect for baking, barbecuing, cookouts, grilling, steaming. They're good for indoor and outdoor kitchens, campers, RVs, tailgating, barbecue lovers, brats, sausages, and perfect holiday gifts for that special loved one. Just a nail? I don't think so. The Spud Spikes Baked Potato Perfection System. Buy it online now at spudspikes.com. That's spudspikes.com.
It's right to use a Spud Spike. Your oil and spice and make it fast and nice. It's crispy on.
You ever wanted to be a grill master? Hi, everybody. This is the Grill Sergeant John Largent with Tailgate Training Camp. And if you've ever wanted to have that experience that you need to become the master of your grill, you need to be watching the Outdoor Cooking Channel. The Outdoor Cooking Channel features some of the best barbecue pit masters in the country today with great how-to tips, demonstrations, and full episodes where they're cooking some of their favorite dishes. So head over to the Outdoor Cooking Channel. Right now, you can find it at outdoorcookingchannel.com. or on Roku at the Outdoor Cooking Channel. Do it today. Tell them the Grill Sergeant sent you. TheOutdoorCookingChannel.com.
All right, folks, welcome back to Tailgate Radio. We want to thank you so much for joining us. And before we go into this week's show, I'd love for you guys to head over to our website at tailgateradio.com and check out all of the articles, and all of our old shows are in the archives there. So you can check out some of our previous shows with guests such as Icky Woods, Frank Caliendo. We've also had Jake the Snake Plumber, WWE Hall of Fame announcer Jim Ross, and a slew of other guests, authors, chefs, sports celebrities, you name it. We've had a great fall season of Tailgate Radio, and we'd love for you guys to take a look over at our website at Tailgate Radio, and more importantly, take a listen to some of our old archive shows. We're going to be bringing you our updated spring edition as soon as the Super Bowl gets wrapped up here in a couple of weeks, and we're going to have some great guests this spring that we'll be talking to you about real soon. But if you get an opportunity, head over to our website and give some of our sponsors some love. You know, we've got the great folks over at Amazon. They're a big sponsor of ours, and we certainly appreciate that. If you log in to or click on the link to our Amazon banner that we have there, they will kick back some funds. It doesn't cost you anything extra, but it allows you a portal to help support the show through purchases you're going to do anyway through Amazon. So we'd certainly appreciate that. And one of the other great banners we have on our website is our t-shirt store. Now, right now we've only got a couple of designs, but we are feverishly working with our graphic artists to have upwards of 20 tailgate-related designs coming up real soon. So check back with the web store over there at Shirtsicle, and there's a big banner at the bottom of our website where you can check that out. And we certainly appreciate that as well. The folks over at Shirtsicle, based in Chicago, Illinois, do a great job of creating, and they ship anywhere, folks. So it doesn't matter where you are in the world, they will ship to you without any hassle. So we've got that going for us. So be sure and head over to tailgateradio.com and check out everything we've got going over there. Also, we would love for you to follow us on Twitter at Tailgate Radio. And we're constantly adding new content there, links to great recipes, stories, a little irreverent humor. We like it all over there at our Twitter site. And we will make sure that you stay in the tailgating loop with some of our good friends, like the folks over at Inside Tailgating Magazine. They're great folks over there. And then some of the great tailgate clubs that we've met throughout the year and in past years that we continue to reach out to for great content and information as well. So make sure you do that when you get a chance. We love tailgating, and we love everything about it, and we'd love to pass that information along to you. All right, folks, well, listen, I just spent the last weekend, this past weekend, out in Las Vegas, Nevada, and it's always fun to go to Las Vegas. This was a business trip. You know, I had a little bit of fun, but it was mostly business, and we were at the Sports Licensing and Tailgate Show. And what that show is basically any licensed apparel, licensed anything to do with the major league brands, football, baseball, soccer, basketball, NASCAR, NHRA, all of the licensing folks that sell licensed goods are there to buy new products for their stores, for their retailers, for their websites. And it's a big deal out there in Las Vegas every year. And we are so fortunate that we get to go out there and participate in that. But also, there's a section of the show that's devoted entirely to the world of tailgating. And that's where we have some fun, because a lot of the companies that are there are small mom and pop shops that have either just created a new product and have started manufacturing but don't have the word out, or maybe they're mid-sized companies that have got some manufacturing behind them and are, you know, being sold in retailers, but they're still looking for that for that big purchase order from a big box store, big sporting goods store. And so that's where I was. And it is really the epicenter of activity associated with tailgate gear. And so I am going to give you some highlights of that trip. And we will head out to Las Vegas right now. And I will pick it up with some of the great folks that were out there with their booths, talking about their gear and talking about tailgating. So without any further ado, let's head out to Las Vegas, Nevada, to the Sports Licensing and Tailgate Show.
All right, folks, we're here at the Sports Licensing and Tailgate Show 2015 in Las Vegas, Nevada. And I'm here with Jeff Warren with the tailgatingkit.com. How are you doing, Jeff?
Good, John. Thanks for having me.
Tell us about the tailgating kit. This looks amazing, and I'd love to know more about it, as I'm sure our listeners would, because this looks like a game day must-have.
Yes, well, John, the tailgating kit is a what it offers is for the avid tailgater convenience, and it's basically a kit that includes everything you need for a tailgating except the food, ice, and the drinks. As you can see, the container is a corrugated box. It becomes its own cooler that will hold ice or water for up to 10 hours. It includes everything from serving trays to warmers, warming trays, utensils, plates, bowls, spatulas, ketchup, mustard, mayonnaise, salt, pepper, everything you need. And the beauty of it is tablecloth. And the beauty of it is we include two garbage bags. So you spend less time setting up your tailgate. And then when time comes to tear down, everything's disposable. Put it in the trash bags, throw it away, and head to your seat. So,
and the great thing about it is you're not having to run all over town to get all this stuff individually. You've packaged it all in one convenient box.
That's correct. That's correct. And what we found, to get everything that's included in our kit, which serves up to 25 people, we had to go to three different locations. So what we're selling is the convenience and the aggregation of all the supplies you need, again, except for the food, ice, and drinks, and put it all in one convenient box. Our premium kit serves up to 25 people, ship it directly to you, doesn't take up a lot of space in your vehicle, and it just allows you to do what we all love to do, which is tailgating.
Absolutely. The worst part about it is the setup and the breakdown, because it takes so much time away from hanging out with your friends, out, eating, grilling, cooking out, whatever you're doing. So the tailgating kit, where can they buy it online? Is it available?
Yes. They can go to the tailgatingkit.com. Once you purchase your first one, there will be a promo code inside that will give you $20 off on your next purchase. And so I would encourage people to try it. If they like it, take it to your next tailgating event.
Absolutely. Or better yet, stock up for all 8 home games for next season at once.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much. I'm here with Jeff Warren with the tailgatingkit.com. Thank you for letting us spend a little time with you here at the Sports Licensing and Tailgate Show. And best to you.
Thanks for your support.
I'm here with Don Paul Day and Mario De Oliveira, and they are with Cooler Coolers. And I have to tell you, your name does not lie. These things are awesome. Tell us about them.
Well, John, it's a 40-quart football helmet-shaped ice chest on wheels, fully insulated, and it has, for the face mask, it has dry storage. It's got a little shelf built onto the bottom of the face mask. You can throw bags of chips and dips in there. They're made in Columbia, Missouri, so they're made in the USA. We just started selling them in November, so this is kind of our coming out party.
We started off in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and we're moving out from there, slowly picking up more schools with the collegiate licensing process. We're picking up more schools as we go along, expanding out.
And do you currently have licenses for all of the teams that are represented here?
We currently have licenses for all these teams.
So giving a visual to the listeners here, they've got LSU, Alabama, Ole Miss, University of Houston, University of Louisiana Monroe, Southern University, Mississippi State, Southeast Louisiana, the Ragin' Cajuns, and a lot more on the way, like University of Texas and Texas A&M. And just imagine a giant football helmet that's a cooler, and you're going to get the colors are really vivid, and man, this is a must-have for any tailgate party.
Well, the colors itself are actually in the plastic itself, so you know, they're through and through, so the colors molded into the plastic, and then the decals that apply it match exactly the football helmets that these to represent the teams.
And so
you guys said you just started in November.
We started production in November. That's correct. And right now all our sales are just online, but we're at this show hoping to get our product out there.
So who came up with the idea?
That would be me, John. It was kind of born in the middle of the night one night. Wake up, had an idea about making a cooler shaped like a turtle. And I know it sounds crazy, but had an idea to do a turtle-shaped cooler. And then I was like, okay, the Maryland Terps. Market it to the Maryland Terps. Well, that idea, my wife kind of told me I was crazy, so it kind of evolved from that point. That's, then it went to the football helmet, and the rest is history, as they say, hopefully.
I can tell you, they look like a very sturdy design. And we were talking before the interview, and with football season winding down and NASCAR season kicking off, you guys have some plans for motorsports as well, right?
We do. We have submitted a patent probably about a year and a half ago. We're waiting on the approval for it right now, and it'll be a like a full-faced helmet-style cooler, representative of a racing helmet, used on Sundays. I don't know if we can use the N-word.
But there'll be racing helmets. There's lots of racing that takes place.
And, lots of racing helmets.
Well, that's fantastic. Well, tell us how we can buy these online. I know the NCAA season's wrapped up for the year, but people, I can tell you, are always looking for that next great tailgate item for the upcoming season. And a lot of them meet in the off years anyway and do what we call tailgate training camps. Where can I get these things?
Our cooler will definitely add to your tailgate because, like I said, it's U.S. patented, so it's a one-of-a-kind. You can bring this out to the tailgate. Everybody can order these coolers at coolercoolers.com. As we order them online, we ship them out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
We spell it a little differently than you would normally expect. It's CoolerCoolerz.com.
So, folks, if you want to get one of the coolest, no pun intended, or maybe puns intended, one of the coolest coolers you'll ever see, go to Cooler Coolers with the spelling CoolerCoolerz.com and pick yourself out a Cooler Cooler today. Thanks, guys, for having us on.
Keep looking at our website. We're adding new schools every week.
Fantastic. Have a great show, guys.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, John.
And continuing on here at the Sports Licensing and Tailgate Show in Las Vegas, Nevada, I'm here with the founder of Victory Tailgate, Mr. Scott Sims. Scott, thank you for having us on Tailgate Radio.
Thanks for having me.
Tell us about Victory Tailgate, because I'm looking around at your booth. It is an absolutely gorgeous booth, and there's so much going on. Tell me about your company.
Yeah, we do have a lot of going on here. We're founded in 2008, manufacturing just cornhole games. Our craftsmanship helped establish a good customer base. Our word of mouth grown. So we got into the licensed tailgating games a couple years ago, and since then we've been expanding to other products. We're completely made in America. Everything is made in Orlando, Florida. Everything's sewn, cut, assembled here in the United States.
Looks like you also have apparel and some great wall art. I mean, I'm looking at a Georgia Bulldog that is looks like a great framed photo. And just the colors are so vivid. It's really everything you have at your booth is fantastic.
Thank you. Yeah, we take pride in everything we do. Since we manufacture everything, we can control all the quality. So all the apparel's cut, sewn, and designed, as well as the canvas art. So all the technology that we use in creating the cornhole games, we've parlayed that into what else we could expand to.
Yeah, and I'm looking at some of your cornhole games, and there's a Boston Celtics cornhole, looks like the full court. Florida Gator with a, looks like a Florida State spear in his mouth, like he's consumed a Seminole recently.
Yeah.
So it's not this your ordinary artwork. It's really quite vivid in color and just a lot of creativity.
Yeah, we try to offer, since once again we can manufacture and produce everything, most of the colleges we offer 10, 15 different designs for, and we're always trying to add new designs. This Gator one that you're talking about is by the artist Guy Harvey, so he has a limited edition collection with us just with his artwork. So we're always trying to do something different that no one else has.
How can folks buy your products? I know here at the show you're primarily reaching out to other retailers, but as a consumer, can they purchase your products online? Or
yeah, definitely. You go to victorytailgate.com, and all our products are online there. That's how we establish ourselves, and yeah, they can find everything they want on victorytailgate.com.
I'm here at the Victory Tailgate booth at the Sports Licensing and Tailgate Show. Scott, thank you so much for letting us come by and visit with you.
Thank you.
I'm here with Mike Costner from Camco Manufacturing out of Greensboro, North Carolina. Thank you for letting us stop by your booth.
Thank you, John. Appreciate
now,
it.
Now, I'm looking at a absolutely gorgeous set of grills, coolers, tables. Tell me about Camco and what you guys do.
Camco started in the 60s as a an RV antifreeze business. And over the course of, you know, the years since then, Camco's now grown into a company that has 5 facilities here in the U.S., several more in Asia. We have a marine division, RV division, a hardware division, which is some plumbing items, camping and tailgate division, and thousands of products.
Well, of the thousands of products you have, tell me a little bit about what I'm seeing here, because as an avid outdoors person and tailgater, I want to take all of this home with me. I think this would be perfect for my next tailgate party.
Well, we're one of the things that Camco does really well is we save space. So everything that you see here is A, portable, and B, mostly collapsible, and takes up very little space as you stow it and it, you know, as you're traveling with it. Our line of grills, the Kuma grills, totally portable. We got some different sizes. They're made of 300 series stainless steel. They have integrated folding legs that you can use tabletop, or there's, you know, several different ways that you can mount those for use, you know, on a boat, on a patio, tailgating, camping, whatever. We have tables. We got a nice grill table that folds up, collapses, and you know, stores in a bag, and you can carry it with you. We got tables that roll up, just everything like that you would need when you're tailgating. You know, in a that you could put in a small space, carry easily, and that kind of thing, and also, you know, some other tailgating accessories.
Now, are the Camco items available to consumers directly? Can they buy online, or is it directly through retailers?
It is through retailers.
Okay, what are some of the retailers that you guys work with?
One of our biggest customers is Walmart.
Okay.
Amazon, names you've heard. I mean, they're in camping world.
All big names.
You know, on the marine side, you know, West Marine. Mm-hmm. You know, so all the big retailers like that we're in. Gander Mountain. You know, it goes on and on. All the big retailers we're in.
Fantastic. Well, I tell you, you've got some really, you know, until you said it, now I see the cooler that also is a seat and the portable nature of the grills. What a great game day tailgating accessory that I think a lot of folks would be interested in having. And the Kuma grills are beautiful, by the way.
Thank
and,
you.
So we appreciate you letting us come and visit with you a little bit. And best of luck at the show this year.
Thanks a lot, John. Appreciate it.
All right, folks, we're going to step out for just a second to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more great highlights from the Sports Licensing and Tailgate Show from Las Vegas, Nevada, right after this.
Hey everybody, the Grill Sergeant John Largent with Tailgate Training Camp, and if you want to be the life of the party, there's only one thing you need that's going to set you apart from everybody else at your next tailgate party or get-together, and that is beer hats. You want to go to beerhats.com and check out these awesome hats. If you've got a favorite beer brand, there's a good chance that they've got them already in stock, and if you're a craft beer owner, you can actually have the folks at beerhats.com make you these great hats. A radio ad just doesn't do them justice. Go over to beerhats.com, place your order, and you're going to find that you're going to be the life of the party at any and every tailgate party. Beerhats.com.
You're listening to Tailgate Radio.
So we're here at the Sports Licensing and Tailgate Show in Las Vegas, Nevada, and I'm here with AJ Zakarian with RoboCup.
How you doing?
Fantastic. Tell us about RoboCup, because I'm seeing all these samples, and it looks like this is a tool, this is a product that has so many different applications. Tell us about it.
Thanks, John. Yeah, RoboCup is very versatile. You can use it for so many things, tailgating, from on the boat, fishing. You can clamp it basically anywhere, and it's a double fister. It's a dual drink holder that converts to a rod holder. The rod holder may be a barbecue tong one day or a mag light. So it's got a unique shape. I'd say it's over-engineered. It's kind of on steroids, so you know it's going to work well. And you can just put it anywhere you want. So barbecue sauce, garlic salt, cell phone, GPS, you know, and definitely beer.
It's definitely a place for you to on the go to keep all of the things that you are always trying to find or misplace when you're out at a game or in a parking lot or on a boat. You know, I'm looking at your display here, and there's really not an application that it doesn't work with. I'm looking at a cooler that's a rolling cooler, and you've got it attached to the extendable arm.
And that's the thing, you nailed it, is that it's got so many uses. And when I was developing RoboCup, it's, well, people already have a rolling cooler. I don't want to resell a rolling cooler and have a high price point. RoboCup was intended that 98% of Americans can afford one. And if they already have a rolling cooler or fold-out camp chair or Easy Up, that they can just clamp it right on there. And the portability is what separates RoboCup from anything else, is that it attaches, no tools required, it's spring-loaded, it's secure, and you can take it from your rolling cooler to your camp chair to your Easy Up in 1 second.
That's what I was going to ask you. How easy is it to maneuver from one place to the other so that you, you know, because a lot of times, especially out in the parking lot, you're visiting with friends, you want to have easy access to your drink, but then you move and you migrate somewhere else in the parking lot. Can you just take it with you and hook it back up somewhere else very easily?
Exactly. Just grab it with two hands, almost like an exercise tool. Got two powerful stainless steel springs, so it's not going to rust. You squeeze it, you open it, clamp it, you're done. And it's just where you want it. Next time you want it 1 inch lower, drop it 1 inch lower. So it's exactly where you want it, totally handy, and then you can take it with you wherever you want.
Now, how big of a drink will it actually hold? Are there... anything from a 12-ounce can to a large water bottle or something like that?
Yeah, the top cylinders that hold the drinks are pretty deep for one thing, so it's not a shallow cup holder, so that makes it secure. You can put a bottle of wine in there if you wanted to.
Nice.
You can put a 22-ounce beer in there. Most of the drinks from the fast food places have a tapered base to it.
Right.
If it fits in your car cup holder, it's definitely going to fit in a RoboCup, which is a little bit bigger than a car cup holder, so most of the time.
Yeah, and I'm looking, and I don't see a color that you don't have. So you have an amazing...
Camo is the one color that's going to be added. So we got camos coming, and that's going to complete it. And I think that putting the right color in someone's hands makes a difference.
Yeah.
They're from Texas, it's probably orange, Alabama red,
yeah,
et cetera, et cetera. So now opening up some opportunities with the different colors.
Now, where can folks that are listening pick up a RoboCup, or where can they order?
The easiest way is just Amazon Prime, 2-day shipping. It's $19.99, and they'll get it to you in 2 days.
And that comes with two?
They're all double. So the
okay.
Nice thing with RoboCup is that you have your drink on one side and your sunglasses on the other, or maybe it's just two drinks. So they're all doubles, which separates RoboCup from other cup holders out there because they're all singles. They don't nearly work the same way. You got to try it to believe it. It's very demonstrable and touchy-feely product, and then it's impressive. So,
if they want to take a look at this, and we'll get a photo on our website, but where can they actually check out the product online before they order?
Yeah, absolutely. There's videos online at therobocup.com.
Okay.
And all the images are there. It shows clearly how to use it. And any questions, just email me.
Fantastic. AJ Zakarian with the RoboCup, therobocup.com. Thank you for letting us visit your booth for a while and have a great show.
My pleasure. Thanks, John.
And I'm here at the Sports Licensing and Tailgate Show here in Las Vegas, Nevada with Marshall Greer. He's with DMC Grilling Foil and Quick Coal. Good to have you on the show.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me, John.
Now, whenever I walked by your booth, I was immediately struck by looking at some aluminum foil that had holes in it. And I know as somebody that grills a lot, getting that aeration. And the other thing is, you know, when I do pork and chicken, it always sticks. So I want you to tell me about your product, because if you're telling me what I think you're going to tell me, I'm excited for you, because a lot of people are going to want this product.
Well, we're very excited. It took us several years to come up with the proper the situation where the foil is heavy enough to withstand fire up to about 536 degrees, where normal foil is around 425. And then what we did was we added a couple more microns, which is in aluminum foil terms, a little heavier than what's on the market in heavy foil. And then we had to find a manufacturer that can properly place holes for venting and perforated holes so that we can get that smoke flavor to the food without interrupting the integrity of the foil. And then on top of that, we came up with a very high-tech non-stick surface. And I don't want to say that nothing will stick, but I will say that our foil is chicken and fish friendly. I've cooked about 10 times so far chicken on the skin side, and I flipped them with a spoon. Wow. I cooked fish, I've cooked salmon and tilapia, and I flipped them with a spoon. So we're very excited about the fact that we can really claim that our non-stick doesn't stick, and the fact that our foil is very loyal. It holds up under any condition, and we're just excited about it.
Well, tell me about your story, because how'd you come up with the idea? How did it take you from starting the concept to standing here at the convention center in Las Vegas? Tell me a little bit about that process.
Well, my family's from Atlanta, Georgia area. And my cousin, he's a master griller for the last 27 years. And they call me Junior. And he said, Junior, when are you going to make something so I don't have to continually put holes in my smoker? And I said, well, I don't know. And the next thing you know, about a year later, I start thinking about it. And I inquired about it. And then I end up hiring an attorney to do some product research. And we found that there was nothing on the market. So we sunk our teeth in that, and then about 4 or 5 months later, I had 3 prototypes made for me to test. They were without nonstick at the time. And then from there, that's history.
That's fantastic. Well, how can folks get a hold of this for their next tailgate? You know, you've got football season wrapping up, but NASCAR season and racing is right around the corner. And I can see thousands and thousands of people needing this out in the parking lot and in their home, for that matter, to grill and not have to worry about pulling the skin off the chicken, the pork, salmon, all the things you talked about, because that's a big deal.
Oh, absolutely. What you can do is you can just go to www.grillingfoil.com. That's www.grillingfoil.com, one word. And our site is live as of about 72 hours ago, and we're ready to take orders. I think we're on our 7th order. We're moving pretty good. We're happy about everything, and we feel very good about our future.
Well, Marshall Grill, I want to thank you so much for letting us come in. And Tailgate Nation, this is a must-have out in the parking lot at your home. This is going to save you time. It's going to add more flavor to your meat. And with that nonstick and with those holes, you're going to get that smokiness, that flavor that you're missing right now by just laying down a piece of regular aluminum foil. And I couldn't be more excited. You've got a home run, in my opinion.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it, John.
All right, folks, those are some of the highlights from this year's Sports Licensing and Tailgate Show in Las Vegas, Nevada at the Las Vegas Convention Center. I had a great time, and we had so much content. We're going to bring you part 2 of our highlight show from the Sports Licensing and Tailgate Show next week as well. Some more great products for us to talk about and some great personalities associated with those products. So excited to be able to spend some time out in Las Vegas with great entrepreneurs, great sports fans, great celebrities. We saw several folks there, including Daymond John from Shark Tank. There were several NFL players at the NFLPA, the Players Association, party on Wednesday night. And it was just a great time, and we're going to have some more of those guests on next week. Want to remind everybody that Tailgate Radio is available every Thursday night. We try to get that out to you by 10 o'clock p.m., but we know a lot of folks download it the next day or over the weekend. And as we get ready for Super Bowl, we haven't even talked about the games last weekend and all the furor. By the time you hear this, you're going to be up to your eyeballs in Deflategate, dealing with the New England Patriots. So we won't go into that here. But the New England Patriots and the Seattle Seahawks are defending their world championship, their NFL title, in 2 weeks. Actually, just a little over a week away now in the University of Phoenix Stadium out in Glendale, Arizona. And we're looking forward to bringing you some great guests Super Bowl week. We hope to have some surprises for you there, and that should be a great show. Want to remind you one more time to check out our website at tailgateradio.com. Check out our sponsors. We have some great sponsors like Harry's.com and Bombas. We also have a great relationship with Amazon. Go to Amazon, click on our link on our website to buy any products through Amazon, and they'll give a few ducats to our show to pay the bills. And also our new web store over at shirtsickle.com. We're going to have over 20 designs. They're not there yet, but there are a couple of designs, including our Tailgate Radio official logo, that is available for your purchase. And we'd love to start to see those out and about. We've seen a few as we've traveled the country, and we'd love to see a lot more. We're going to have a great fall wrap-up with Super Bowl, and then we're going to be gearing up for NASCAR season and also concert season. And we've got some other great guests that are going to be coming down the pike this spring. So we want to make sure that if you're a football fan and you think that tailgating winds up and wraps up after football season, no way. We feel like tailgating is a year-long sport, and even if it is your off-season for football, what do in the off-season? You train. And so we're going to have some tailgate training camp shows coming up later this spring that are going to be right down your alley. And it's going to be, you know, a lot like today's show where we highlighted some products. We're going to have Tailgate Radio starting up in March. That will be a second show. It'll be about 20 minutes long, so it'll be a shorter format. But we will focus on one product, and we will give you all the information you need to make sure that that you have the tools you need whenever you get ready to get back out in the parking lot or for your own home, your backyard, whatever the case may be. So we've got Tailgate Training Camp coming up this spring, as well as some other shows through Game Day Media, which is our parent organization. And we are so excited about all that. So, folks, for everybody here at Tailgate Radio in our brand new studio in San Antonio, Texas, I want to thank you all for listening in. Check us out at Twitter. Check us out on our website. And we look forward to continuing to bring great shows for you each and every week. And as we always say here, keep the drinks cold and the grill hot, and we'll see you in the parking lot. Catch you on down the road.